Detroit Tigers baseball is on the air.
You know it, baby.
They're in the bottom of the second. We're at 0-0 with the defending World Series champion, by the way, Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
People forget about that.
Parker Meadows at the dish, two on, two out.
Here we go. Parker Meadows hitting 0-6-1 this year.
That's hard to do.
It's good. It's good. All right. Let's take a phone call.
And that'll end the second.
Maybe, if Texas can catch it. All right, let's take a phone call from our good friend, Random Mike, on the 42 Degrees Source Hotline. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I don't like it when you say these teams don't like each other. I happen to like both teams. And do you?
I do, yes. But I think the teams probably don't like it when they play each other.
Does it have to be that way? My understanding is Bolt and Service, they get along really well.
They do. They're cordial. I do think it has to be that way. I think it's better that way. I like it that they don't like each other. That's a good thing.
It's obvious because you're promoting that.
Well, I mean, I also think it's the truth.
You know, when I was a kid in Chicago, I was told by the adults, you got to take the Cubs or the White Sox. You can't root for both. And even as a kid, I thought, that's kind of dumb because I feel better when either team wins and they're not, neither one was that good. So my chances, as a kid, I even knew that mathematically, there's a better chance of being happy if you root for both.
They're exponentially, yes, especially when they play each other.
I thought the adults were kind of dumb about that. It sort of hurt their reputation with me because, as we know, as we become adults, a lot of adults are pretty dumb. But hey, two people I think are real important for Nebraska. Our pitching coach and our quarterback coach. I mean, would you agree, especially with the situations the way they are? I was watching the game Sunday. The one was it the one that was televised?
You're talking about Nebraska baseball?
Yeah, Nebraska baseball.
Yeah.
I thought our pitcher, I was really disappointed in the two pitchers, the main pitchers who have done really well in the past. I mean, what's the deal with Chris, though? I mean, he was our Friday night starter for a while.
I know, it's hard. I'm not sure, you know, and like, I think you go through a college baseball season. It's like, I hate to oversimplify it, but I mean, basically in a college baseball season, you need to find like one, you know, if you're a northern team like Nebraska is, find one or two pitchers that you could trust, one that's really good and one that you can mildly trust, and then a couple guys out of the bullpen, and the rest of it you have to kind of piece together. And there's going to be some wide variance on what you get from results from those guys, and that's just kind of that's the truth of it, I guess.
Yeah, and I think Christo was probably the top recruit of all their pitchers. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, he definitely flashed some really good stuff in high school.
But in that game on Sunday, our pitching coach Childress is sort of in charge, you know, of who's in there and how long and the pitcher's being called and all that. They were both yanked pretty quick, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking I would do the same thing because neither one of them was effective. And I know they both can be a lot more effective, but here's the thing. With Childress, I just feel like there's a good chance he's going to get this fixed and they'll do better.
Yep. He knows how to get guys to work fast and throw strikes, and that's basically half the battle in college.
Yeah, and they had a number of how many of his former pitchers got drafted or, you know, played professional ball. It's a huge number.
Yeah, he's both shown the ability to make a below-average pitcher average and an average pitcher good, which is you know, a really good – you know, that's a good feather in your cap.
And Connor, this is encouraging if you want Nebraska to do really well, and I think they have a chance to do that. But not if they're pitching like they did on Sunday. But again, Childress and our quarterback, what a weird situation we have at quarterback. But having this guy as a quarterback coach, like, kind of like what Childress gives you hope that they can do a lot better. Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope so. I don't know much about Glenn Thomas at this point, but I hope the organization piece. I mean, also, you know, Mike, like the quarterback is just better this year. So there's also that piece of it too. Like you're working from a much higher plane than you were on last year.
Yeah, and it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with Harbor. And maybe Thomas can really help Harbor because he has some obvious you know, flaws in his delivery and stuff, but he's an amazing talent. And it's going to be a weird situation where he might be kind of playing multiple positions because maybe they don't want to, you know, ruin the redshirt year for Caleb.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I actually have a thought on that. Mike, do you have anything else?
No, that's it. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. So Heinrich is how many different offenses Heinrich Harburg tried to play in now at Nebraska?
All of them.
Yeah. I mean, he's had a lot of different styles of coaching at this point. Been told to do a lot of different things. You know, it's just after a while, it's so many things for a guy who was already this, you know, ball of clay, right? You had to mold him into something. And so if you don't get it right the first time, and then you have to untrain, retrain, and then to have it happen a third time, like, not that he's untrained, retrained from last year. You're hopefully building off of what you did last year. But it can be hard for a guy who had to learn it one way and then figure out, you know, another way, and wasn't, you know, just straight up wasn't appreciated and didn't develop. Like, there's a gap. There's a year gap in his development history because Mark Whipple didn't care about him and didn't think that he was going to be a quarterback at all. So, like, they just forgot about him. That's not how you do it, by the way. That's not how you develop. But that's what happened to him. And so I feel bad for him. But, you know, best case scenario, what was it going to be with Heinrich Harburg? I don't know. Maybe there's a world where you mold him into, like, this complete quarterback. He certainly has the athletic traits, the athletic ability, and he has a good arm. So is that enough? I don't know. But you have a quarterback who's already more well-rounded than him, at least at this point. I wonder if I wonder if you had a game today, Josh, what the depth chart would look like. If they released a depth chart today, what would it say? Well, I should rephrase that, because I know what it would say. It would say they're all ABC. They're all one ABC.
Or.
Right?
Yeah.
They're all ors. Exactly. Yeah. So maybe I should say, if you played a game today, who would be the starter and who would be that starter's backup? My gut says that the starter would be Dylan Raiola.
Good guess by you.
That his backup would be Daniel Kalen.
Ooh, okay.
Was that not what you expected me to say?
I didn't know. It's like, I think it's that close.
So maybe you would do starters Dylan Raiola, backup is Dylan Raiola, or is Daniel Kalen or Heinrich Harburg.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'd do it that way.
I really think they would like young Danny to not play.
Yeah, I mean, but year. he's got buffer. I don't think they want him to be a full-time, you know, starter, because that means something has happened to Dylan. Something has gone horribly wrong. Either he's hurt or his development got thrown wildly out of track in his first couple months here. So I generally agree with you, but you do have a little bit of room to play with there with the four games. You know, I think that's how it is at this moment, but I also think, like I said yesterday, I also think they're just practicing, you know? Mm-hmm. They're like, let's just get as many reps out there as we possibly can and then kind of go from there.
Make mistakes, get better.
Happer's Meme Guy writes in on the text line.
I'm Happer's Meme Guy.
If we see Heinrich Harburg playing quarterback this season in meaningful snaps, something has gone horribly wrong. I'll just warn you, like, I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I'll also just warn you that the gap between where we are right now and that actually coming to fruition is not that large. There is a paper thin layer that stands between what you think is a good situation right now to what becomes that exact situation.
It's one play, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's like a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Could be punched through at any moment. All right. Come back. So Jacob Bigelow is going to join us at the top of the hour. Before we do that, we need a little preamble here. Let's talk about a couple things involving a slippage softball game in Lincoln last night. We'll touch on that and maybe another thing or two before we get to Jacob. Coming up on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
But first.
Thank you, Josh. A reminder that the NBA play-in tournament starts tonight. And here's, like, if you're not interested or if you're mildly interested, here's how you get mega interested. A no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. And notice I didn't just say same-game parlay. I said a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account, opt in to the no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any of the play-in game matchups tonight. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score an even bigger payday. So, you look at the games tonight. It's Lakers-Pelicans. It's Warriors-Kings. Cook yourself up a same-game parlay, like a LeBron-centered one or a Steph Curry-centered one. Both of those guys playing tonight in NBA play-in games. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Happer and bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay. FanDuel.com/Happer. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the association. 21 and over, present in Iowa. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5, unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.